Okay, let's go. We're on the bottom of Yudama Bays. Right? You guys get a chance to look at this? Okay. Who wants to read? Ashkechan Surah Sepesuch the Mahani Barachvo. Go ahead. Yeah. Okay, so the Gemara says that we know two things. We know that if it's wider than 10 amos, then what won't work? Nothing will work, right? Lechi and Korah will not work if the opening is greater than 10 amos. Why? Because greater than 10 amos is not a Pesach anymore, right?
Yeah.
Exceeds a Pesach. But a Tzur is a Pesach will work if it's wider than 10. That's what the Mishnah has. And if the Korah is higher than 20 amos, it's also no good. Why? Because it has to be nicker. That's the way we hold. Right? That's basically the way we hold. Like on Gimel. Time Misha Mekera. Right? Time Misha Mekera. So higher than 20 amos, the eye doesn't see it. But if it's higher than 20 amos, and what? And you have the Amaltera, then it's good. Why? Because people see it. People look at it. Right? We didn't cover this. But it's something that draws your attention. I don't know. You might have mentioned it. We didn't really go into it too much. Right? Yeah. And what is the Amaltera? All right, what is Ram? Ram just doesn't have designs on it, right? But it catches your eye. It catches your eye. One second, there what? Huh? No, I said the Ram says. The Gemara discusses on Gimel what it is. Mishum Hekera. By the Rashi and Gimel, Mishum Heker. The Lichzu, Inshi, Lidu, the Takanta of it. Lolisi, Lachlufi, Rishus Rab. Mishumachi, Mahani, Amaltra, the Kavan, the Mistakli, Ba, Inshi, Afilu, Malamichof, Ama, Ike, Kera. So, since people see it, since the whole idea of the Korah is that people notice it and they don't mix this up with the Rishos Rabim, but higher than 20, you don't notice it. So, if it has a Hekera on its own right, we gave that definition that the guys didn't like, right? Then, the Mokom is the Mokom where it's Nicker. So the Amaltra, normally you need to define the Mokom that's Nicker, by 20 amos, but if it's but a maltera, any place is a malkum is nicker from its own because of its own nature. Yeah. Okay. So now the Gemara asks a funny question. Ipcha mai. What about the reverse? Hold on. What about the reverse? What about the reverse? So in other words, which one will atzuras haPesach help you for what higher than 20 amos? And when will a maltra help you for wider than 10? Yeah. Which one seems more? Which one is? Both of them are strange, in my opinion. Both of them are strange. Why shouldn't a Tzuras Pesach work, and why shouldn't a maltra work? I mean,
a maltra might not work because it still won't make it a door.
It seems ridiculous to say a maltra would work, doesn't it?
Anyway, might work.
The whole benefit of a maltra is. It is hecker to remove the question of to remove the problem of not being nicker above 20. Why would you even think such a thing would work?
Right, but Tzur Pesach,
he thinks it definitely work. Let's see, right? So what's Tosus bothered with? Ipcha mai. Funny, it's a funny question, Tosus. What's his question? Kloma. Did you Tosus?
Yeah.
Good.
Kloma, I mean the honey to Pesach.
Yeah. So Tosa's question is, what do you mean? What do you mean will a Tzuras HaPesach work higher than 20 amos? What's a Tzuras HaPesach? Tzuras HaPesach is just Kana Mikan, V'Kana Al Gaban. So just ignore the Kana Al Gaban. And what do you have? You have a Lechi. And a Lechi works. There's no height limit on Lechi. There's no height limit on Lechi. Right? Some want to read the Rambam that there is a height limit on Lechi. But Tosus certainly is not learning that way. So what's his answer? I mean, come on, you guys could have come up with this answer too, right? What's his answer? His answer is, the only question is when? Is when Alechi won't help you.
I don't get his question.
Yeah, I don't get his question either.
Also, why is he so sure it was that the Yipta?
So what case was what case won't Alechi help you? Hold on, what case won't Alechi help you?
Wider than 10.
Or if it's a Mavim Mefulash. Why? Because what do you need for a Mavim Mefulash? Then you need Dafka Tzuras HaPesach on one side and the Kano Lechi on the other side. So, For which one? One second. Now what is a Tzuras HaPesach? Right, you saw that Tosus over there on Chaf Beis? Tosus says the Tzuras HaPesach is a machitza, right? V'homer Rabbi Yochanan, v'im tomer shani yishalayim davi rochel sheish esrei amos upasin lekel yigimol shlish yishem with the whole v'hoi v'yishalayim tzuras haPesach the chashuv kimechitza ki de'omar v'perakama v'im yesh lo tzuras haPesach in zorach l'may. That's the next price that the Gemara proves that even higher than 10 is a tzuras haPesach works, right? So a tzuras haPesach is like a machitza. So what's the whole question of it? It's difficult. Means now is Tosus is learning ipcha mai, meaning to say that what? That the amaltra helps you in which case? On the fourth side, when the Pesach is 10 amos wide, but the amaltra, but the korah is higher than 20. Right? And ipcha mai means, will the Tzuras haPesach help you in the case that the amaltra will help you? But the case that the amaltra will help you is where it's the fourth side of an opening of 10. But if you have a Tzuras haPesach on the fourth side with an opening of 10, even if the top korah is, even if the Tzuras haPesach as a Tzuras haPesach won't help you, it'll at least help you as a lechi. Right, I mean, we'll have to think this through. But now, Tosus doesn't want to learn the question. His initial reading of the Gemara is not asking as a Tzuras haPesach, because apparently it's clear that a Tzuras haPesach will work higher than 20.
Is that it? Will it work? Or
it will.
Why would you say it won't? That's the answer.
Because there's no. Where do you get this idea that a Tzuras haPesach has to be nicker? There's no. That's because Korah has to be nicker. Because the whole idea, like Rashi says, it's Mishum Hekera. Korah is Mishum Hekera. So therefore, you have a question, if something that's higher than 20, will it function Mishum Hekera? Right? But the Tzuras haPesach is a Tzuras haPesach. It's a Chefza, it's an entity. Well, why would you think a Tzuras haPesach won't exist? You know, he doesn't want to learn. Tosus is not learning this as a question of, does a Tzuras haPesach exist side. He does not want to learn this as a universal question of Tzuras haPesach. He wants to learn it just as a tikkun, just like the tikkun knows. Well, this he's learning that when we say that the Tzuras haPesach works on an opening wider than 10, why does it work on an opening wider than 10? Why does it work on the opening wider than 10? Because the fourth side has to have a Shem Pesach So here it'll give it a Shem. In other words, he seems to be learning like this. He seems to be learning that when it's wider than 10, right? So then the problem is that you don't have a Shem Pesach here. So the Tzuras haPesach will help you bring the Shem Pesach in, and then it'll have the tikkun of two lechis on both sides too. That's the way he seems to be learning it, right? But then it makes no sense to ask the question the other way. It makes no sense to say, will the Tzuras haPesach help higher than 20? Because you're already saying you have a Pesach. And all you need is a tikkun of lechi. So what do you need? In other words, when it's wider than 10, you need the Shem Tzuras haPesach to give you the Din Pesach. Right? and it'll also supply its own tikkun. But in the problem of higher than 20, what's the Tzuras of Pesach doing for you? You don't need to create. You don't need the entity to create the Pesach because you're already in a case of where it's 10. So just forget about the top piece. Now you just have two lechis. Look, when Rabbeinu Tam asked this question, it's not really like he was stumped. Like, what's the case? And he had to think about it and come up with a clever solution. This is not a really clever solution. It's pretty obvious, right? His question is because he's trying to demonstrate the proper way to learn the natural way to learn the kasha is not going to work out. He's trying to demonstrate something over here. He's trying to say there's a natural way to read the kasha. Natural way to read the kasha is limited to a tikkun in the fourth side. And it's saying that Tzuras of Pesach will have the Tzuras of Pesach can supply a deficiency in the width, and the Maltra can supply a deficiency in the height. And now Ipcha. Can the Tzuras of Pesach, can the Amaltra make up for the deficiency in the width? And can the Tzuras of Pesach make up for the deficiency in the height? Limited to that one case. But he says, but that doesn't make sense. What do you mean? What do you need the Tzuras of Pesach? What do you need the Tzuras of Pesach as a Tzuras of Pesach to make up for the deficiency in the height? You have two lechis on each side. He's trying to show you that you've got to, that the Gemara can't be learning this question. Because he's got to show you that it's a different point, because this would be the natural way to learn the Gemara. You wouldn't have a right to move off of this type of a learning without a question like this. Right? You understand? Plus, you have to realize it in no way is a general question about Tzuras of Pesach. Right? So you can't take from this Gemara just a general question of Tzuras Pesach. It's talking about a very specific instance. But he's showing you that the most specific interpretation of that instance doesn't make sense. So you've got to move to the next possible interpretation. But it's still limited by the context. It's still not a general question about Tzuras Pesach. Yeah. So now the question is, when you need the Shem Tzuras of Pesach for a Tikkun Mavoi, that's the question. When you need the Shem Tzuras of Pesach for the Tikkun Mavoi, does the Tzuras of Pesach itself have to have the quality of Nikkur? In other words, let's just try to define the question now. You understand? That although Tzuras of Pesach does not work as a chetza, as an entity of Hecker. That's not what a Tzuras of Pesach is. A Korah is an entity of Hecker. Tzuras of Pesach is not an entity of Hecker. But the question is, since in the Tikkun of a Mavoi, there is a concept of Hecker, and here's a case where you need the Tzuras of Pesach for the Tikkun Mavoi. Now the Gemara wants to know if the Tzuras of Pesach itself has to have the quality of Hecker. You understand? It's a very specific question. Yeah. Well, it's a middle case. I was trying to show you it's a middle case. It's a case not of Tzuras of Pesach. It's not a case of. It's trying to show you it's only a question of Tzuras of Pesach as a Tikkun Mavoi. That's why you have this kind of question. You wouldn't have this question. It's like by Kilayim. It would seem. Yeah. No, this has nothing to do with the question of whether Tzuras of Pesach has a Shem Mechitza or not. That's what Tosfos says. It's a mistake to learn the conclusion over here to mean that it was a question whether Tzuras of Pesach has a Shem Mechitza or not. I don't think that's what the question is. The question is that even though there's a Shem Mechitza, when you're using it as a tikkun of the as a tikkun mavoi, doesn't need to have Hecker. He's telling you what the question is.
Right.
Isn't he telling you? I mean, he's definitely telling you what the question is. No, he has this assumption that it's not a question about what the nature of Tzuras of Pesach is. Right? But, he says, it can't really be in the case where you don't need it at all. So it must be in the case where you need to use the Tzuras of Pesach in order to create the Tikkun Mavoi. And then the question is, does the Tzuras of Pesach itself require Hecker? Right? I mean, the maskana is that it's just working as a stima. It's working as like a new, like a fourth wall mamash. You had a fourth wall mamash, you wouldn't have any issue like this, right? But apparently there was a havamina that it's not that since it's not apparently it's a havamina that since it's not mamash a fourth wall, it still has to function. It still has to exist as a tikkun mavoi. I mean, that's what I said in the email. I don't know how well we can really precisely define this question, but that seems to be the two sources of the question. Whether you can view that when you're masaking the mavoi with an entity that halachli has a shem mechitza, right? Is that considered like a whole new structure, or does it still have to function through the dinam of tikkun mavoi?
If you build a wall on the fourth side, you'd never have this question.
You'd never have this question. Correct. You'd never have this question. But ein l'cha nikkur golem mizeh. I mean, it's not really a fair proof. I mean, it's an interesting thing. I mean, he's learning it that it has to be when you're using the Tzuras HaPesach as a tikkun. I mean, the structure of a mavoi is a serious thing. It's a reality. The Tzuras HaPesach is certainly being added to the Tzuras HaMavoi. The question is, the question is, does it always retain its shame as an entity of tikkun mavoi as well, or can it just bring its own properties and actually change the whole tzura of this structure? Now, when you're adding the tzuras of Pesach, is it still being added b'toras? Is it still exist here b'toras? Does it have to exist here b'toras mavoi? The Torah's tikkun mavoi. I don't know. I don't really want to try to define it any further. I can just show you that's the question. You're using the Tzuras HaPesach as a tikkun mavoi. So does it have to fulfill the qualities of tikkun mavoi? Or do you say no? Tzuras HaPesach has its own shem mechitza, and therefore it doesn't have to. It's not confined by the rules of tikkun mavoi. I can't go any further than that. Okay, but the Amaltra case is really difficult, right? Because over here I understand the Tzuras HaPesach is a real chefza. So maybe you'll say it has to be added. Maybe you'll say there's a din of tikkun mavoi, so it requires hecker too, right? Maybe you'll say there's a din of tikkun mavoi, so it requires hecker too. But the problem with wider than 10 is that it doesn't have shame Pesach, right? It doesn't have a shame Pesach. And a maltera is just an issue of hekera. But if there's no shame Pesach, what's the hekera of? I mean, how does that work? How is that possible? It's going the reverse. The questions are reverse. The questions are reverse. Because Tzuras HaPesach really is a shame mechitza, and the question is, does it have to also have the quality of heker? But a maltera is just heker. Why would you ever think it would also have the quality of an actual Tzuras HaPesach? But the problem is like this, that we would say if the opening is greater than 10, then you need a konamikan, the konal gaben, because you have to put in like a prefab Pesach, right? And the chefts of Pesach itself is these three elements, a mezuzah, and a mashkof. You know what I mean? A maltra doesn't have mezuzah, mashkof. So it would seem it's just highlighting what's already there, but which is too big to be a Pesach. Right?
And it's also connecting to what it already has.
Do it? Why can't a regular Korah do it? No, it's why can't a regular Korah do it? Let's say I have a regular Korah that's wider than, and but the space is wider than 10. It's nicker. It's nicker.
There's no function.
But what does the quality of Hekera do. No, it's look. It's very simple. If I have a mavoi, the opening is 10 amos, and I put the korah higher than 20, so then it's not in the right makom because it's not nicker. So a maltro will say it's good because it is nicker. But if I put a regular korah on an opening that's 20 amos wide and 15 amos wide, so why does the korah not work? Because there's no Pesach. So the fact that my mistake is obvious, that makes it better. How does the hecker? I can see hecker redeeming height, but how does hecker affect the width? It's not a problem of not seeing it when the Pesach is too wide. I see it. So I see it more, and that makes it better. If the fact that I see it, the fact that it's too high, I don't see it at all. So a maltra makes it visible. But when it's too wide, it's not that I don't see it. So the fact that I look at it more makes it into a Pesach? Yeah.
Okay.
The only way you can get out of a problem like this, in my opinion, it's always a bad way to start. The only way I see you can get out of this problem is like this. Is you're going to say that a maltra, that what does the visibility do? What is its design? And what is the ornateness of it have to do with anything? What does it have to do with anything? What does it show you?
It shows you
that it's here bidafka on purpose. It shows you that it's a part of this area. Okay? In other words, the fact that it is designed and beautified removes the possibility that it was just placed here accidentally. It indicates that it was here, that it's here bikavana. It wasn't just a scrap of building material that got left over. It's not just the remnant of a prior structure. Okay? So that's apparently what the Gemara was wondering about. That when you say, if I just had a korah in a space that's not, that it on its own is not nicker than it's a Pesach, so I have to put a Tzuras of Pesach. But Tzuras of Pesach is just showing you bikavana that there's an intent of Pesach over here. But maybe a maltra could do that too. Maybe a maltra also would be an expression of a construction bikavana. And that would also be koveya, this area is a Pesach. Maskan is, it doesn't work though. Because a korah is only gonna reflect Pesach when Pesach itself is nicker from the space. But
why would the maltra have to work within the same framework?
Oh, because korah is always there's an ambiguity to korah. That's the way there's an ambiguity because it's a nondescript piece. It's a simple nondescript piece.
The
Amaltera
is like this fancy.
Yeah, it's fancy. Oh, okay. It's fancy. It's fancy.
Korah
is like what?
Korah is just a beam.
Korah is just
like
a beam.
Fancy.
Amaltera is no, it has designs in it. It's really, really cool. People look at it and they say, "Ooh, look at that." Nobody would just put something like that there accidentally. It's an ornate beam. So that was the question. Could you create Tzuras HaPesach? Does Tzuras HaPesach, when you're lacking in Tzuras HaPesach, do you actually need the structure of Pesach? Or is it simply... or, in other words, when you're lacking Tzuras HaPesach, when it's wider than 10, what are you lacking? Are you actually lacking the substance of Pesach? Or are you lacking the Kviyas of Pesach? Maybe a Maltra could be Koveya. If you're lacking the substance, a maltra won't do it. Because it's just an indicator of something. But if the thing itself is not there, it doesn't help you.
Are those supposed to be two ways of supplying the Shem Pesach?
Yeah. Two ways of supplying the Shem Pesach.
How could you be Koveya Pesach through a maltra?
Because the deficiency in the nondescript Korah is that it's wider than regulation. So now, without a positive statement that this is our Pesach, it would always be viewed in the norm. So the Gemara is saying, okay, either Tzuras HaPesach will do it, that's for sure, But maybe just an expression bikavana that this is it also will do it. But only a matra will supply that. Lamaskana, no. Lamaskana is it's lacking substance of Pesach. And a matra won't help you. You need dafka, either have the substance of Pesach through the innate ten amos, or you have the substance of Pesach through the structure. But it's not a matter of kvias. Okay? Now, it really has to do with the question of whether there's a substance of Pesach that is missing when you're bigger than 10 and has to be supplied by the structure of Tzuras Pesach, or if it's just the lack of an automatic kvias. But if it's, and it's because it deviates from the norm. But then to be koveya after deviating from the norm, it would require an extra thing than just the natural entity of Korah. It would require an expression bikavana that can't be mistaken as a remnant of something else. Okay, look, it's a tough kind of a machlokus to define, just given a possibility here. Yeah. See, this is in line with Rabbeinu Chananel's definition of Amaltra. He says Amaltra on Gimel, he says Mipnei Chashivusa. It's a certain Chashivas. That's the heter of Amaltra. Kol HaOver Nosin Ina V'Lev Nei Chashivusa. Not just some crazy thing that draws your attention. It shows you it's a Chashiv entity. Okay, it's a certain Chashivas. It's a specialty beam that is not just thrown around haphazardly. So it's kavua this makom as the entry of the nobody would mistake this as they're in the middle of construction and they haven't finished or they haven't closed off this mavik properly. It's been defined that this is it. This is their Pesach. Now of course it's going to be totally on whether there's such a thing as a Pesach bigger than 10 without the structure. But if you could add such a thing, Gemara says maybe a maltra would help. Okay, but just to Lamaskana, what do we hold over here? Lamaskana, we hold that Tzuras HaPesach works wider than 10, like the Mishnah, and even higher than 20, right? Because the Gemara proves it, right? Gemara brings a Tashma, and it proves, it concludes by Tzuras HaPesach, correct? But it's inconclusive with regard to a maltra. So a maltra is a suffix. A maltra is a suffix if it will work wider than 10. Well, I can't prove it. So I saw the Rishon another question. Can you say suffix Rabbanan over here? Lakula. You saw that the Rashba and the Riva. They say, someone to say suffix Rabbanan Lakula. Because on a mavoi, it's only Midra Rabbanan. You have three sides. But then they say no. That since Mechitza. Since mechitza is a din daraisa, so then they're machmir. It's an interesting question. Do you say that the iser is the rabbanan, so it'll be good, or do you say it's functioning for mechitza? So mechitza is an inyan and it's daraisa. So do you go by the inyan or the?
That's how they conclude.
They seem to conclude to be chod that you shouldn't that you machmir daraisa. Because mechitzos is not clear to me though if they're being machmir because they're worried that you'll lose a mechitza and then you'll be stuck, or just conceptually you go by the shame of the because you have that in Yaradei. In Yaradei you have the same thing. You go when you say Safik Rabban Lakula, it doesn't go by the Chomer Issa. It goes by the nature of the subject matter. So I'll give you an example. Like you have a barrier. Right. Let's say you had an ant, and it fell into food. So you had many, many times the ant, 100 times, 1,000 times, whatever it is. Right. So what's the din? Berry is not bottle. Right. Berry is not bottle. So it means that you can't find it. It's lost, and there's no way to know whether you're eating the ant or not. So it's not bottle. You can't eat it. Right. Now let's say you have a. Now let's say the berry. Let's say the ant was broken in half, so then it'd be mutter, because it's not a berry. A berry has to be complete, right? It's the din d'rabbanan. The din d'rabbanan. Now let's say your berry. The fact that berry is not bottle is midrabbanan. Okay, so midaraisa it certainly is all mutter, because it's bottle barov. midrabanan, because of barrier, we say it's not batal. Now, let's say you're mesupik if it's broken. Let's say you're mesupik if it's... Let's say, how's it go? Let's say you're mesupik if it's broken. No, something happened. You're not sure if it was broken or not. You, when it fell in, you weren't sure if it was whole or not. Right? When it fell in, you didn't remember if it was whole or not. You couldn't tell. Was it missing a leg or not?
Once it falls in, if it breaks up, is it okay?
Well, you don't have a right to assume it's broken up in the inside. Yeah, it would be, but you can't find a case where it's a suffix, where you're like, toast of you? What's the case?
No, I was saying every case it should be a suffix. It'd be like, you can like do it so you can mix the pot and then...
Oh, you're not allowed to mix the pot. You're not allowed to try to break it. That's be mevatlinless. That's also midrabanan. Well, it's a question, right? It's all dreisa, but well, here it wouldn't be because not this is dreisa. But anyway, so so what's the question? So there are two sfeikos. You can have a suffeik if the thing is whole or broken. That's one suffeik. Or you can have a suffeik if the thing that fell in was treif or not. How could you have a case like that? How can you have a case like that? It's a bug! Oh, we're so out of touch with halachic norms.
Kosher
bug. There you go. Gotta get to the Yemenites. They still eat grasshoppers. So, what? In Brooklyn too? So those are two types of sfeikos. You have a suffeik if it's broken or not, or you can have a suffeik if the thing that fell in was actually a kosher bug or a treif bug. Now, in either case, ultimately, it's only going to be nisid rabbanon, but the echonam machalik between those two sfeikos. The suffeik, if it's kosher or not, you go to chumra, because it's a question on an isser deraisa. The question is on an isser deraisa. But the question, if it was whole or broken, then you can go to kula, because the whole phenomenon of whole and broken is only a midrabbanon phenomenon. So that's the way we hold in your day.
That's just a question of whether when you say like Savi Drabban or Kula after Dreisa, some radical halacha.
No, it goes Savi Drabban. They're learning Savi Drabban and Savi Dreisa in the Hefza, not in the Isser, not in the Chomer or Isser that the Psak will affect, but in the abstract question itself. Right? Aren't you doing Kufyud now?